California may expand taxpayer-funded food stamps to illegal aliens. By John Binder on July 12, 2021. California Democrats are looking to expand the state's taxpayer-funded food stamps program to qualifying illegal aliens, costing taxpayers $550 million annually. Following negotiations between Governor Gavin Newsom, D, and elected state Democrats, a proposal to open California's food stamp program to illegal aliens has been reduced to ramping up the program's infrastructure so that it can handle an influx in illegal alien enrollees should lawmakers and the governor pass such legislation. That plan, costing taxpayers $30 million, could be coupled with legislation that would allow illegal alien households earning less than nearly $4,500 a month to secure food stamps. Analysts have projected that about a million illegal aliens in the state would be eligible for food stamps if the legislation is approved. According to the Federation for American Immigration Reform, more than 4 million illegal aliens and their United States-born children live in California, a sanctuary state. Already, about 35,000 legal immigrants in California are on the state's food stamps program because they do not qualify for the federal government's food stamps program. Moving illegal aliens onto the food stamp rolls would be only the latest move by California Democrats and Newsom to entice more welfare-oriented immigration to the state. This month, Newsom approved a state budget that opened the state's health insurance program to qualifying low-income illegal aliens 50 years old and over. As Breitbart News reported, California Democrats had sought to open the health insurance program to all illegal aliens living in the state. The California Health Benefits Review Program admitted that the plan is likely to bring foreign nationals with health problems to the state to secure coverage, paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.